probably the biggest collection of performance art is happening at Carriage Works for those of you who are in Sydney until the end of the week. In 2017, it's their most ambitious program to date with an incredible lineup of international and Australian premieres.
Yeah, across 2 weeks, experience extraordinary new contemporary art from the 19th to the 29th of October. Throughout the festival, there are behind-the-scenes opportunities to find out more about the artist's process. There will be workshops, lectures, and conversations.
And we're very excited to have Vanessa Lloyd, this year's General Manager of Performance, here with us to talk about how 2017 is going.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, Vanessa. How are you?
Good, good. Busy, but very good.
Oh, great. Well, we won't keep you too long then.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Vanessa, people might not be so familiar with what performance art is. Can you explain what performance art is?
Sure. How long do we have? I guess performance art is part of contemporary sort of art practice. And we at Performance Space focus especially on experimental practice. So we look at people who are using their body or using space in interesting ways, but often combining other art forms or even not art to use. We have people that work with sort of scientists and robots and things like that sometimes as well. So we're sort of using sort of non-traditional things in with traditional sort of art forms to create interesting and new art that questions the world, I guess, in terms of what performance space is all about. Performance art is huge, and it's actually making a comeback at the moment. Marina Abramovic and all of her friends are kind of making it a bit of a mainstream thing again, but it's been around since the late 60s as a sort of a different way of creating art and asking questions rather than just a painting or a theatre show, I suppose.
Okay. And if you're explaining to someone that's new to performance art, how would you explain what is on offer at LiveWorks?
Well, at LiveWorks, it is actually a potpourri of things. We have everything from the more traditional sort of sit-down shows that go for an hour, although the content is not particularly traditional. It's not usually sort of a narrative performance work, but you sort of go in and sit down in the dark for an hour and have an exchange with the artist, whereas we have also artists who are walking around in our main spaces doing one-on-one performances with people that go for about 20 minutes. We have one artist, Mark Harvey, who is actually doing a durational piece each evening, which is about 3 hours, where he just engages with people and talks to them about politics while walking backwards or lying upside down on the staircase outside.
Wow.
And other fun things like that. We had a 24-hour work that just finished a couple of days ago as well, which was one artist with 100 different volunteer participants who played out the same scene from the movie 100 times over the 24-hour period. So you never know what you're going to get at LiveWorks, but it is going to be something interesting and experimental and fun, hopefully.
Yeah, I was going to say, LiveWorks seems to pride itself on being experimental. And all those different examples there just show how they're challenging the unconventional or challenging the conventional within art. It's like this sort of three-dimensional human movement forms of art. Is that more what's really happening there?
Yeah, most definitely. So it's definitely performance art, but it's performance art with a twist usually, whether that be in people working with sound and movement in different ways or really just taking it out of the box, and it's not in no way in a traditional space or in a traditional way that you would do things. So, and it's often with audience participation, or there's, you know, an artwork that then turns into a dance party or other things. We like to be out of the box.
Are there any performances that have stood out with popularity?
The 24-hour work was a bit of a hit over the weekend, which was Nat Randall and her collaborators, and it was called The Second Woman. It was the third time the show's happened, but the first time it's happened in Sydney, and she is a Sydney-based artist, as are most of her collaborators. So it was, really, really well received, and lots of love, lots of fabulous Instagram photos, and we had, more than 1,000 people through the doors over the 24 hours.
That's amazing. There's also Indigenous artist Christian Thompson and his performances of Tree of Knowledge is a conceptual show that challenges pop culture and, I guess, media as well. Do you think you could tell us a bit more about Christian's show as an example?
Yeah, of course. So Christian's work was a really brave and I think quite intimate work. He was sort of questioning bigger social questions, but through memory and his own life and his own sort of visual genre, I guess. He's probably best known as a video and photography artist in the sort of visual arts world, but he is actually ridiculously interested in performance and has studied performance and things like that. But he brought a really brave new show that is sort of a new area for him in his own practice to the stage. So it was sort of five or six sort of mini sort of vignettes of him just sort of investigating his own personal history, but also about sort of layering and culture and memory as a sort of Indigenous man who hasn't lived in Australia a whole lot in the last little while as well, and also his other heritage, which is, you know, Irish and Jewish and Dutch and things like that. So he's just sort of weaving those things together with his own sort of personal life. It's really beautiful.
Oh, wow. It sounds amazing. If people are interested, where can we go to find out more about specific performances and ticketing information?
Yeah, most definitely. So head to performancebase.com.au or just Google LiveWorks 2017 and you'll find us. We are madly reorganising everything today and tomorrow, and we open on Wednesday evening for our final big long weekend, which ends with a big queer dance party on Saturday night.
Oh, fantastic. That sounds so much fun. I want to be there. Thank you so much.
We'd love to have you along. Thank you.
Thank you very much.